you got to have 60 votes. Well, we just would have our fingers crossed that that would happen, that they could get the votes that they need, and we can start bringing the troops home in April, particularly now that we start hearing rumors that they're talking about an additional surge. That's just absurd in light of the obvious failures in Iraq.
Speaking on the same day that a new national intelligence estimate revealed that the al-Qaeda network is stronger now than it was before the 9/11 attacks, a man who only wanted to be identified as Dan from St. Petersburg questioned the entire premise of the Iraq war.
You know, originally we went over there to go into Afghanistan after Osama bin Forgotten, you know, and he's sitting there in Pakistan and in Afghanistan, and we're not even putting our troops over there. We're putting them in Iraq, and for what? You know, they've already asked us to go home. Even their president asked us to go home. So why are we losing blood over there? And who are we losing the blood for? And what are we losing the blood for? We shouldn't be there, as far as I'm concerned.
Although the Bush administration has recently emphasized that the biggest problem in Iraq are insurgents coming from Iran and Syria, Iraqi lawmakers say the largest number of foreign fighters and suicide bombers are coming from a U.S. ally, Saudi Arabia, as Dan from St. Pete charges.
So what is the deal here? I mean, we're not fighting Iraqis, we're fighting Saudis. I thought they were supposed to be on our side, okay? So why would we even be threatening Iran if half of the insurgents are from Saudi Arabia? And isn't that where Osama bin Laden came from? He was a Saudi. So, I mean, and these people are supposed to be on our side. So why are we fighting over there for their independence or for their freedom, is what they say, or is it for oil?
MoveOn.org said there were over 150 such protests at local district offices of GOP senators across the country on Tuesday. One couple in Tampa held signs aloft while their dog wandered about the ulterior wearing a T-shirt that read, "I pee on Bushes." As the war continues and President Bush's poll numbers sag, surprisingly, so have the ratings for congressional Democrats. Then again, despite the euphoria of last fall's congressional elections, which saw Democrats retake power after 12 years based in part on the unpopularity of the war, there are actually more troops in Iraq now than last November. Andy Carter from Brandon says that's a disappointment.
I think that the populace made a statement in the midterm elections, and I think that now what's happening is it's not just, well, you know, we're going to do it our way and we're going to support the president. The president and his administration and his policy has become a blatant refutation of what the populace stood up in the midterm elections and said, we want this to happen, and then it didn't happen. And I think people are very angry now, and they're angry at their politicians that, wait, they're not representing me, and I'm angry about it. And to demonstrate, I can't just sit home and shoot them an email. I got to get out, and we got to have bodies, and we have to see the people that are angry, which is a lot of us, out here, visible, to get the point across.
Jack from Oldsmar says he volunteers at the James A. Haley Veterans Hospital in Tampa and describes what he sees there.
Over here in Tampa, it's the leading spinal cord unit in the country, so all the paralyzed kids come down here. So what happens when your son's paralyzed and you live in Virginia, for example, which is a family I've worked with? You quit your jobs, and you come down here to be with your kid. What happens when you quit your jobs? No money. And when you quit your job, what else happens? No health insurance. And these people, a lot of these people have had to take second mortgages out and everything to be with their kids, and they're unable to do it. But our fine Republican legislature put another nail in their coffin because they can't declare bankruptcy either. So in other words, they support the troops. You have this clown come over and talk to some of these parents who've given up their lives for these kids and see these kids. Frustrated? Yeah, I'm frustrated.
Yeah,
because I see it every day.
Mickey Josephson from Clearwater said that not only is he anti-war, but also anti-illegal immigrant. He said he wishes that grassroots activism that he believes helped kill the recent immigration legislation in the U.S. Senate could be brought to bear regarding the Iraq War, which he said is equally unpopular in the country.
It's a money war. I mean, these guys have put all that money. It's just a lot of rich people. And my thinking is, why don't we just send the corporations to fund this? Why don't the corporations just come from and put up the money for this war if they want it so badly? Now, what I'm disgruntled is we had the vote. And Cindy's right. Cindy Sheehan is right on this. We could have stopped it. And nothing would have happened. Those guys would have gradually phased out and come back here if there's no money. But let the corporations put up the money. They want this war. This is their war, not the people's war. Those poor guys over there, I mean, they're just paid lackeys. They're mercenaries. This is what it comes down to. So I'm all for returning democracy to be democracy. We've got to find that again.